Hey, this is Dr. Leung. Patient last name is Parker, Parker. First name is Nicholas, Nicholas. Date of visit is June 22, 2023. Next to Parker, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in March of 2012. First up, the patient was in Squat Valley, Squaw Valley, California's snowboarding. First up, when he was snowboarding, he went airborne for about 20 feet. First up, when he landed, he landed backwards. First up, he basically snapped his body, and whipped the back of his head onto the ground. First up, patient tells me that they hit the back of the head very hard onto the ground. First up, a patient immediately lost of consciousness. First up, a patient tells me he was out of consciousness for about 2 minutes. First up, a patient tells me that he was wearing a helmet. However, he still went out of consciousness. First up, when he woke up, patient was confused, disoriented. First up, a patient tells me that for the rest of the day, patient had severe headache, nausea. First up, patient also bringing the ears for stuff. Next to paragraph. Since the incident, patient has significant headache routinely. First up, patient also ringing the ears. First up, patient. First up, next paragraph. A patient is currently just retired from the Coast Guard recently. First up, he does not have a job right now. First up, patient tells me that his symptoms are not affecting his job. First up, next paragraph. This marks the notification. Next patient, last name is Chilashvili. Again, Chilashvili. First name is David. Date of visit is June 16, 2023. Date of birth is February 7, 1961. Referring physician is Dr. Cynthia Zhang, Zhang, MD, and also Dr. Harry Heron, Hariharan. Next up, I do Dr. Self. It's a pleasure to see David today for initial evaluation for snoring and pauses of breathing during sleep. Next up, history present in the patient's a 62-year-old male family chief complaint about snoring and pauses of breathing during sleep. So, for the patient's seeing a cardiologist to come, the cardiologist would like him to get a sleep study. For the patient, usually go to bed at midnight. For the patient's moderately loud snoring. For the patient, also venous pauses of breathing during sleep, non restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness. For the patient, also frequent gasping air sound. Frequent gasping, air sound, and choking during sleep. But for some patient, wakes up at 10 o'clock in the morning. For some patient, feel tired in the morning. For some patient, require frequent nap, become 1 hour per day every day. First up, a patient also significant excessive daytime sleepiness. So first up, patient frequently becomes drowsy when he's sitting, reading, watching television. Come on, sitting active in a public place. Come on, sitting as a passenger in a car for an hour without break. Come on, lying down to rest in the afternoon when circumstances permit. To come and sitting quietly after lunch without alcohol. For some next step, drug of a fast medical history, non-nextoral past surgical history, cholecystectomy, nextoral communication, JANUMET, losartan, and doxycycline. Next for allergies, patients are allergic to ibuprofen and amoxicillin. Next for social history, patients married, patients is self-employed, patient does not smoke, or patient does not drink alcohol. Next for social history, family history, there's no family history of similar medical condition. Please do not put a review system. Next, we have impressions of snoring, non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness, witness losses of breathing during sleep, obesity, patient is 5'9" tall and 230 pounds. Of course, these are all signs and symptoms suggesting obstructive sleep apnea. Next, we have a condition. We schedule for a patient for an overnight polysomnography study. First, this marks the notification.